I'm going to cut all this out. Well, well, well. Just as I suspected, another episode of Smell You Later. Happy New Year, Sable.
Happy New Year. It is New Year's Day.
It is New Year's
Day. That we're recording.
There's glitter on the floor after the party.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Rabbit, rabbit.
As I say. Mm-hmm. How was your New Year's Eve?
It was fine. It was really chill since I am...
Oh my God, your nails are so good.
Thank you. Don't look... Sorry. Don't even look too hard because I... fucking before last night before I went to my friend Discreet's house, it was me and him and another person, since I am terrified of everything right now. It was low-key, it was lovely. But before that, I tried to assemble this bookshelf that I bought. I needed two bookshelves because I needed a little bit more storage in each of my closets, and I found like the perfect, really simple things at the right dimensions, bought them, and they're really simple, obviously, to like put together. I don't like want to talk about it because I'm like, I know I'm like a dumb gay bitch, but I am good at that shit. I'm good at like building things. I'm good with my hands. Like call me, you know, right. And I don't, it just did not go well.
Uh oh.
I think the product is defective or I'm defective, but I don't think it's me because I've done this shit before. You know what I mean? Anyway, would I tell you that I stood the bookshelf up thinking like, oh my God, I'm like 90% there, and it fucking collapsed.
Oh,
it
no.
All four sides just fell to pieces.
Oh my God,
like a fucking Looney Tune, like Bugs Bunny on that ass. I was like, God damn it. So anyways, sorry, don't look too hard at my nails. They feel like great, but they're getting
a beating.
A little, yeah, they took a beating yesterday. So that was my flop New Year's Eve. I like fucked up a bookshelf, or the bookshelf fucked me up, and then I
you just left it there. You're like,
I did, it's I like in pieces on my floor. I'm like, oh, I don't fucking know what to do now.
Wait, you can't even put it back together?
The, like, I don't think this is the right word, but like the dowels won't anchor in to the like
the little boards. Wooden pegs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally a defective.
They're product. Like supposed to screw in or whatever.
I know what you mean.
So
it's my constant struggle with IKEA assembly. Like,
it's like not.
It feels wrong, at least in my experience. But like you have to like pound them in with a hammer. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to break this shit. And they're like, no, you got to just use brute force.
But it's not, they're not like the blunt ones I do have. There's something, like something's supposed to hold on to something.
Uh-huh.
And it's not. Anyway, so that was my New Year's Eve. It was lovely. How was yours?
Mine was nice. I went grocery shopping to get ingredients for the soup.
Ooh.
Because there is a soup that you eat on New Year's Day in Korean tradition. It's a rice cake soup. I don't even think I know the meaning of the tradition so much as I know that I've just been doing it as long as I've been alive, because every New Year's Day is like a family thing. Mm-hmm. And you go to grandma's house, you like pay respects to your elders, they give you little envelopes with cash, and then you eat the rice cake soup, which is meant to bring you good luck. But I am not seeing my family this year because my mom has COVID.
Fuck.
So... I'm going to make my soup and eat it by myself.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah. And then I watched Don't Look Up, which was not a great thing to watch. Everyone was like, this movie is so good. Like, I don't know. I just kept seeing so many people like saying how good it was.
I keep seeing it get panned.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Because I watched it and I was like, first of all, this did not have to fucking be 2 hours and 13 minutes. That's entirely too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a super heavy-handed satire. I get it. The world is dying and nobody cares. Because guess what? The world is dying and nobody does care.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, I don't think this is the serve they think it's in. Like, the joke is on you.
Yeah.
You're trying to dunk on people, but it's like, the joke is also on you. It's on all of us.
I, too, screened that.
Yeah.
The one movie I watch a year. And, like, I liked that it was, like, kooky.
Yeah.
But it was almost... It like didn't go there enough. It was both like too grounded in reality for what it was trying to do, and like too satirical. But it didn't go
something
either
didn't,
way.
Yeah, something did not flow.
It was weird.
It was struggly.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I kept looking at Jennifer Lawrence's hair, being like, "Is that a wig?
Turf bangs?
Yeah. What is that? What they're called?
Yeah.
But she had like the shaved undercut too, and then I was like, "Can you wig that? I guess you can wig anything in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, that's like a lot of commitment for such a small detail.
Right.
Like, you didn't have to do the shaved undercut part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, okay, I have historically never gotten the hype around Timothée Chalamet, if that is how you say your name, actually. Is it?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay, TC. Never got the hype around him. Then I was like, okay, I guess I kind of get it. He was like the smallest part of, maybe because he was the smallest part of that movie that I was like, yeah, this makes sense.
But like, I don't get it either. If I wanted to like stare at a skinny white flop, I'll just look in the mirror.
He
is what I mean?
Pinocchio come to life.
I don't know.
He is Pinocchio who became a real boy. Like, yeah. That's that dude.
Did you see Call Me By Your Name?
To be honest, I like turned it on and then I got bored.
Okay. He was good in that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was like his whole breakthrough role. Yeah. Honestly, what's his face really turned me off. Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
The cannibal.
Yeah.
Something like in every role, he's just like such a huge, like I never want to look at that man.
Yeah.
I never want to hear that man.
Never mind. Okay. How was your holiday?
It was nice. I had dinner with my parents Christmas Eve. I spent Christmas Day with you.
No. That was so nice.
It was very cute.
Oh my God. So I canceled my trip home at the very last minute, like the stunt queen that I am.
Do you get money back if you cancel flights?
It was a non-refundable flight. Ooh. And
it's like a credit?
Yeah. Okay. I called and told a bunch of lies. and like staged a meltdown on the phone and they were like, they discredited my flight, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I've been talking about like anxiety incessantly, or like a few weeks ago I said it was back, and I really like that was sort of like came as soon as it went, thank God. Like the decision wasn't as based in anxiety as it was just like, I don't think this is a good idea, girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like I was flying the 22nd, like peak pandemic, peak holiday travel, and it was like one or the other, I would have done it, but it just I had like a pit in my stomach and I couldn't move it. You know, I just like, God forbid I take it home to my parents, like get it at the airport, then bring it home. Then what? You know, or like I go to Madison on New Year's and get it all fucked up and then catch it in a bar, then take it back home. Like what? It just like too many moving pieces for me to feel okay about it.
So I
called it off, whatever. And people are like, oh my God, you're going to be at like Christmas alone. I'm like, who cares? Like not to be like that about it, but it's like, I would rather keep everyone safe. I don't know. Not to be a fucking martyr.
No, totally true. That's like the thing about the holidays. Obviously the holidays are like a huge bummer time for many people because of that, because there's such an emphasis on togetherness and community and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, wait, none of you motherfuckers cared about whether I was alone any other day of the year.
Yeah, right.
And suddenly you're like, oh, poor you.
Right. Well, and it's like, yeah, it sucks. LOL. But like, it would also suck to like get my parents sick.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just seemed like common sense to me. And like, I'm not to sound like that. That sounds condescending, but it's like, I don't like a ton of my friends went home and I'm really happy that they did. Like, I go see your family. I don't know. I just didn't feel good about it. And I was going to go home and like be a nervous wreck. And I'm, you know, so I just stayed here. I'll fucking go home in February. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah. And it spent Christmas Day with you. It was so sweet and cool.
It was nice.
We went to Central Park and then we had soup.
Yes.
It was fucking great.
I love soup.
I know. I love a broth moment. Yeah. Anyway, here we are in 2022. Here fucking goes.
Yeah. God. People were out and about on Christmas Day in Midtown.
They were.
Like, we could not walk down the street.
No.
We had to walk in the street to, like, get past people.
It was wild.
Yeah. Which made me, I was like, wait, who are all of you people? Like, where are your families? Like, right. Go home.
I think they were the families.
Okay. Go in your home.
Hordes. Right. God.
What are you doing?
It was wild.
We are orphans. Honestly. Like, give us the streets.
Trolling around New York City.
Seriously.
Ugh.
Go home to your supposed families.
Right. So yeah, here we are.
We made it.
We're gonna do. We made it to 2022. Another year. Everyone enter very quietly. We're tiptoeing into the year. Yeah. No expectations. Mm-hmm. Gonna figure this thing out. Yeah. It's all gonna be fine. I had an awesome 2021.
Mine was okay.
It was crazy.
It was fine. I mean, it was as good as it could have been. Yeah. Considering.
I like. There was so much goddamn change. In my life last year. When I look back at January last year, I'm like, what? How'd that happen?
Yeah.
It feels like it feels like 2 years ago.
I honestly, what was it even like in January 2020? I don't even remember.
I was hungover.
The girl that started January 2021 is not the girl here today.
Same. God. Last January was...
It feels like a lifetime ago.
It does feel like a lifetime
ago. Which is weird.
Yeah. All of it does.
Yeah.
You know?
Why is that?
I have no idea. It was a long fucking year.
Yeah.
Good. Like, I know a lot of people struggled through 2021, I guess, as did I, but it was also like a lot of good, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. That's what I will try to focus on this year as well.
Like, I think because we were all waiting for like this whole thing to be over, And I think 2021 was when people were like, fuck it. It's just gonna, we might as well just do what we were wanted to do because it's not gonna be over.
Right.
Or we just have to live with this now. So it did feel like there was like a big pickup. Except by that time I was like, oh no, I'm too comfortable being lazy.
Yeah.
I wanna get the fuck out of town more this year.
If you don't go on a vacation, your head's gonna roll off your body.
It is. And you know what the fucky thing is that there's so many cheap flights, but like stays are so expensive.
Really?
Like hotels and shit, Airbnbs, they're like crazy expensive.
That's wild.
And for one weird discriminatory reason, I'm sure, everything is cheaper for two people than one. There are so many deals for two people, even though I'm like, it's not like you get a bigger hotel room.
Right.
There's just two bodies in it.
Right.
Like, why can't I be one body in a hotel room and you also give me the rate for two? Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't understand that.
It's
crazy to me.
Single people shame.
Yeah. This is discrimination. My broken media brain is like, there's an article in there, but also I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Maybe I can scam some like hotel to being like, give me your couple's rate because I'm sad.
Because I have two personalities.
Freud, yes.
And I come with the baggage of two people, both couple, literally and figuratively.
Exactly. I know a lot of people actually who, okay, are in couples, but they went on vacation and then they like fibbed and were like, it's our honeymoon. And they like got all these upgrades
I
and
love
like, all this shit. And I was like, fuck, I need to do that.
I'll fucking do that.
I should just be like, this was supposed to be my honeymoon, but I was left at the altar.
Oh my god, Sex and the City movie number one.
Wait, that's what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my favorite movie ever.
It's like, I know, it's like the only movie you've seen.
It's the only movie I've seen and I watch once a week.
So what sad girl discount can I get?
Honestly, well, I'll go. I'll just be your publicist and your manager. Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked because I smell like the thing we both wore on Christmas Day, which is Fire by Elloria.
Yes.
Or Elloria.
Fuck, I wanted to wear Earth today. Go on, sorry.
Okay, so Tynan and I were both sent this discovery set by, I think, a newish fragrance brand called Elloria.
Is it out yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. They're a Korean-American fragrance brand. And there's four fragrances based on the four main elements. Earth, water, fire.
And water.
Did I say water?
No,
earth. Water, fire.
Oh.
The fuck was the last one?
Earth, wind? Or is that bad?
Wood? No, that's earth. It's like on my desk.
Fuck. What are the elements?
What are elements?
Is that the same thing as the periodic table?
Heaven.
Oh, wait. That's what I wanted to wear. No, that's not what I wanted to wear.
Okay.
Imagine knowing what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. The fourth one is a bit of a dip. It's Heaven.
I love that name, though. Heaven.
But I do. Yeah. I love the name Heaven, especially for a scent. Yeah. So, there's Earth, Wind, Water, Heaven, Fire. Fuck.
We're looking at them.
We're literally looking. What is wrong with my head?
The fragrances are Heaven, Earth, Water, and Fire.
Thank you. This is why there's two of us. So yeah, I feel like there's like a resurgence of like elemental fragrances.
I am working on a campaign right now that's based around the element, so it's like all I've been thinking about for fucking 2 months.
God. Okay.
If I said that, no, I didn't.
Okay. So I'm wearing Fire, which I think is my favorite of the four, and the whole collection kind of uses ingredients from Korea. I don't know. I've never been, but Fire is meant to be the energetic, citrusy kind of scent.
Mm-hmm.
And on me, there is the sweet. It's kind of faded now. It don't last super long.
So different.
It's so different on both of us. Like, it's as if we're both wearing two different fragrances.
Two different fragrances from two different brands.
Yeah, from two different brands. But like on me, Fire is so, it is sweet. It has like the zesty sweetness of a citrus. Mm-hmm. But then it has this kind of comforting, clean, fresh sort of muskiness to it on me. Like, it's very soft. But then when I met up with Tynan, and we met up in Central Park, and like we hugged, and then like I was like, oh my god, what are you wearing? That smells so good. And he's like, I'm wearing Fire. And it was just like a blast of citrus, like a punch of citrus. And I was like, what? Uh-huh. Like, I'm wearing that. Like, how are we both wearing the scent?
I know that we talk about how things smell differently on us, but this, I mean, it was
wild.
Black and white.
Yeah.
To the point where when I got home, you texted me and you were like, wait, were you wearing a Loria fire or what is it?
The Harmonist.
Harmonist.
Yeah. Then I was like, wait, maybe we meant different fire.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Same one.
That's crazy.
Yeah. On me, it is very citrusy.
Yeah. It's like full tart citrus.
It's really insane how different it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I love it because I've never experienced a citrus that could also be soft and like a little bit powdery and musky.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, oh, I love that.
Wait, I'm so mad at myself. I meant to wear Heaven today because I'm so obsessed with it. I'll wear it next week because I don't want to talk about it right now because I like it so much that I want it to be like what I talk about on an episode. So, yeah, so good. What do you think about the collection as a whole?
I love the collection as a whole. I think it's really... I'm constantly always curious, always keeping my ear to the ground on like what... specifically fine fragrance trends or emergences are coming from Asia, because typically Asia is not super big on personal fragrance, just culturally.
Yeah.
But now they are. Like, I think maybe it's capitalism. Maybe they're just like expanding as a culture. Maybe it's because also culture as a whole globally is moving more towards individualism, and scent is a very individual experience. But their interpretation of it, to me, is like very unique compared to the rest of the world because they don't have the long historic experience with personal fragrance so much as a place like the Middle East does, for instance.
Sure.
And I noticed that a lot of their scents do tend to lean very fresh and clean and linear. Like, they don't tend to go for really earthy, heady, pungent stuff. But the way they interpret that to me is always like, it's just like very pleasant, very comforting. Maybe also because I realize like a lot of this stuff smells like all of the houses of like my relatives. Like, it smells just like their houses, how like everything smells like clean and like kind of laundry fresh. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't geared up about this collection. I don't know why. I just, you know, it just wasn't, I don't know. But when it came, Heaven was the first one that I wore, and I fell head over heels for it.
Right.
And then I wore my way through the collection, and I really enjoyed them all. They're all so different from each other, but they're all like clean and like shiny, but not sterile. Do you know what I mean?
They all unfold in very unexpected ways.
Yeah.
Because Heaven, which is their purported floral,
does
read very much so like a soapy floral, but then when I wore it after a couple hours and when it really simmered down on my skin, it was like giving gourmand. It was giving like a little bit of like Terry Mugler Angel.
It's so funny because like it's so different on me too.
I know.
I can't wait for you to smell on me. Yeah, I was really excited about fire because you would think that that was the one I would gravitate toward, and it was nice, but I thought it was going to be like spicy, warm, all this, and it wasn't. It was just very, very citrusy, and I expected to not really fuck with Heaven. And I clearly do. And water as well. I thought that was nice. Not me, but it's really lovely.
Same, yeah. Water is like a great, universal, pleasing, fresh aquatic scent. Which I don't normally go for, but I find them pleasant.
Right. I also just think the name Heaven for a scent is really cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Remember Gap Heaven?
Yeah. Welcome back to Aloria.
Yes.
We have a month.
We should, yeah. Huh. I'm like, I feel like that's why they emailed me.
They pitched us, yeah.
I think they were more just like, can you write a story?
Yeah. I'm like, actually no, but come on our podcast.
I know, like, that's why people write us emails, but I'm always just like, how dare you? You mean you weren't just giving this to me for free because you like me? You mean you wanted something in return? Tynan, what are you smelling today?
I actually thought that this is what you were going to be wearing today.
Oh.
So I almost didn't wear it, but then I did. I'm wearing Gentle Fluidity Gold by Maison Francis Kirk de Jean.
I love that one.
Yes, same. So, okay, question number one, and I feel stupid for asking this, is gentle fluidity a play on gender fluidity?
I think so.
Okay, that sucks.
Yes. It, yeah.
I don't like that at all, but sure.
Sure.
So, did they say, you have silver, right?
Yes.
There's a silver and gold, and wearing gold. I did not get silver.
Okay, do you want to smell it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it good? Well, girls, it's just me and you. Sable's away. Let me tell you some secrets. Doesn't it feel intimate when it's just me? Okay, here it is. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It smells silver, if you can believe
it. Oh, my God.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that the silver smells silver and the gold smells gold.
Yes. This is a little masculine too.
It is.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of think that's what they were going for.
I think
for.
So as well. Yeah.
Like it's a play on gender and scent. Mm-hmm. And it's like a like each one is quite fluid, like mm-hmm. duh, the name. But it's still, when compared together, the two of them, I'm still like, this is the boy and this is the girl.
Right, right. Yeah. So, of course, I identify with the girl. So the thing about gentle fluidity is they're the same notes and two identities. They're the same shit interpreted two different ways.
Yeah.
Essentially, which I think is very, very cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, my God. So the brand sent us a bunch of stuff, and one of the things that they sent was a fragrance wardrobe with some of their summer scents, and then some of their cores, and then two Baccarat Rouges, the mm-hmm. normal and the X-ray. And I whipped this one out and sprayed it on, didn't really think anything of it. And oh my God, it is so good.
It's the one.
It's the one.
Like Baccarat who? Oh, like this is the one.
This is truly, it is stunning. It's vanilla, amber, musk, wood, juniper, nutmeg, and coriander. And
which sounds like a cornucopia of spice.
Do you think? Yeah.
Like it sounds like the gourmandiest gourmand.
Yeah.
But it feels and wears so light.
Yeah. On me, it feels gold, I guess. I don't know how else
to describe it,
but it does.
It has like this golden vibe
it's
or aura.
Very round, very like plush and mm-hmm. soft. I mean, there's a big musk moment, mm-hmm. but the musk is like, oh, wearing so much makeup, why am I touching my face? the musk is like glazed with amber and vanilla and has that wood to give it texture. Then there's the nutmeg and coriander for spice, but it's all like, my God, it's just this like round balloon of warm sweetness just like hovering around you. It is so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I texted you and it's just like, this is it.
It's so elegant.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like, I'm like losing words now. I'm just like, it's.
I mean, it's just such a delight to wear.
Yeah.
You know, and for some reason on me, all this shit I said about it still stands, but there's like, it all comes together to have like this little tinge of like pineapple to it, like warm.
You again with the pineapple.
It's my favorite fruit. But like there's something like sweet and nectary about mm-hmm. it too. Just to, it's like winking at you. Oh my God, it's good.
It's
so
really
happy.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
I'm glad it's a fat ass vial because I want to be wearing this like all through the year. Fuck. I have something to say.
Yes.
I have an axe to grind, shockingly.
Shocking.
So we all know that the girls are chirping about Baccarat Rouge right now. It's big on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's getting a lot of write-ups right now. Mm-hmm. It's like the hot scent and fine. It's great. Since Fragrance of the Millennium, the only fragrance that exists, Cloud by Ariana Grande came out, people were calling it a dupe of Baccarat Rouge. Fine. I'm confident saying this, that like no one knows Cloud better than I do. I worn it and written about it and talked about it more than anyone else. I finally wore Baccarat Rouge on my skin. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, they are similar. I'm not an idiot. But they are not, Cloud is not a dupe. Mm-mm. And they are very noticeably different.
Yes.
You know? And I was surprised smelling it on myself how, Baccarat Rouge smells airy and sweet and like a cloud, but it has this like styrofoam friction to it that I was not expecting. And I know I texted you about this and you disagreed, but there is like almost a like dirty like BO note to it on me. And it wasn't me, I was clean, thanks. But it's like cloud gone bad but good. And I'm not it's just like, it's like almost like a rotting floral note.
Oh.
And it's good. Like overall, it's very beautiful. It is what it is. I mean, it's a great scent, but there's something to it that's like turned almost in a weird way.
The sweetness of it sometimes to me does read a bit like burning plastic.
Yeah.
Like that's It's that synthetic sweetness.
Yes. Almost like a burning plastic is such a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, sure, duperie's afoot in some places. I don't think it's here.
I see why people think so.
Yes. But they are different enough.
But they're different.
Cloud is sweeter, and the sweetness of cloud is different.
See, I think, well, again, fragrances wear very differently on us. I find cloud to be airier and hazier than BR-540.
For sure.
And I find BR-540 to be, like, heavier, like burning plastic. Uh-huh. Like, when you, like, get molasses on your shirt and it's never coming off like that.
Yeah, and, like, hot summer cement.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's off my spirit. I feel much lighter. Thank you.
But I also think that cloud helped make Baccarat Rouge popular because Baccarat Rouge was released before cloud.
Yes.
And then when people started comparing the two, that's when people started talking more about Baccarat 540.
I love this take.
Like, that's what I think.
Ooh, let's make them mad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, sure. I see that.
Because before that, I'm like, who, like, Francis, Maison Francis Kurkdjian is like a very niche luxury brand. Mm-hmm. So I think most people would not even be sniffing his stuff. And to date, people don't really talk about his other fragrances. They only talk about this one.
Yes.
And I don't know why it happened that Cloud was so popular that people started saying it smelled like this super expensive fragrance from a very niche luxury brand. But it did.
Yeah.
And then, maybe it's because people had an inkling that Cloud, because Cloud as a celebrity scent is very unique smelling and singular.
Yes.
It doesn't, she's not like other girls. She doesn't smell like other celebrity fragrances. And maybe everyone was like, oh, this is why it doesn't smell like other celebrity fragrances. It actually smells like these other luxury fragrance brands.
Sure.
Like, maybe that's it.
Maybe. Cloud's better.
I don't know. I mean, Cloud's more accessible.
So. Seethe.
I think Cloud Intense smells closer to Baccarat Rouge 540.
Really? I feel like they're the exact same almost.
I mean, they are.
Yeah.
But I think because there's more base, there's more of the base in the Cloud Intense.
I never thought about that.
It's like that. It's that Ambroxan, the synthetic-ness of it.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Shit.
Shit, man.
Well. Since it's the new year.
Yes. Brand new year.
Everyone is talking about resolutions. I know. We're both rolling our eyes. You can feel it. I know you can. And
I'm worse. I'm going to be worse this year.
We were thinking about like fragrance in the new year and like fragrance resolutions, etc., and like things we personally want to do and not do differently with scent, and also like all the funny like in and out lists people have been doing, which I've gotten big laughs out of. So we wanted to take all of the New Year's concepts people run their gums about and put a, you know, talk about them in terms of fragrance.
Apply it to scent.
What the fuck did I just say?
Wait, we get it.
First.
What?
Are you a resolutions girl?
No.
I already know the answer.
Never.
No.
I am too stubborn to change. And you know what? You change, world. This whole pressure is on everyone's individual self-optimization resolutions. I'm like, I've tried. I've done my best. And what have you done, world? You change.
I will say that this year, I feel like that meme going out. It's like, it's the circumstances, time to change.
Yes.
Like, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not really a resolution person either. No. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I am always really afraid to like make goals because I am always really afraid of like what happens if I don't achieve them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then I know I'm a failure. Mm-hmm. I would rather just think it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I feel that. Also, I identify with that.
I mean, like, I feel at this point in my life, sorry to sound like a megalomaniac, which you know that I am, but like, I feel like very successful and like I have everything I wanted, which is great. And I've worked for them and I knew what I wanted, but like, I've never like said any of this out loud because like, what if, you know? Mm-hmm.
I have a family member who I'm very close with who has like this ideology is more like it, where she insists that, and like, okay, this sounds very like Instagram wellness, that like the things that are meant for you will find you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, sure, I guess that's a nice rebrand on literal circumstances. Like, it's a nice thought. Her whole thing, and like, she has like when you want to talk about girl bosses, yeah, she's like the blueprint.
Drag her.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in like an aspirational way, mm, of like, she has like everything you could theoretically want from like a life in New York City. Like, she's a New York City girl. She grew up here, went to LaGuardia, like, yeah, did all the things.
Yeah.
Has like a sick apartment with her husband. They don't have children, but they just like do whatever the fuck they want, whenever the fuck they want, mm-hmm, go wherever they want in the world and like have nice things. And her whole thing is, you only have to work as hard as is necessary to get the things you want. Like goalposts to go, like very minor goalposts. And I'm like, okay, well, if you have all the things, huh, and you don't seem to work that hard,
yeah,
why the fuck is everyone else hustling like an asshole?
Me.
Yeah. And it's because she doesn't romanticize work.
Mm.
That makes sense to me. She used to have a very stressful job in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, like, you could make a pretty penny in real estate.
Yeah.
But like, she quit and is fine.
Hmm.
And I'm like, wait, what?
That terrifies me.
I was like, wow.
Having no backup plan scares the shit out of me.
Well, I guess when you also live in a household with two incomes, it's easier.
That's true. Imagine that.
Yeah, I know. I mostly am just like, I never want to. I've become so accustomed to like my freedom and independence that like I cannot imagine ever having to like incorporate anyone into decisions I make.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird. And also like financially, I'm like, no, I'm not sharing this. Hmm. This is mine. I made it. What do you bring to the table? Like, no.
I like can't even think about
that. I don't even want to live with anybody, because if we don't have the same tastes, it's not going to work.
I don't even bring me down that road.
I'm like, I'm decorating everything. I make all executive aesthetic decisions in this household.
Yeah.
You just make sure I'm well fed and everything's cool.
Can you? This is so scary to me, because like, I am not thinking about like love or a partner or whatever, whatever. But I also like don't aspire to like live with anyone ever again. Like I think, you know, that might be in the cards if things work out in one.
We can have separate apartments next to each other.
Right.
But
I'm like, I look at my bomb ass apartment right now and I'm like, how the hell is that going to work? My entire apartment's pastel and cloud themed. Everything is white. Like, how am I going to move in with anyone? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, ay, God. Living alone's awesome.
Yeah. Obviously, yes, it's expensive in New York, but it's worth every goddamn penny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can ever downgrade from this lifestyle.
Sorry. Also, like, moving in, and you've done this in New York. Oh, sorry to, like, air you out. But moving in with someone in New York scares the shit out of me, because, like, what happens if and when you break up? Because, like, shit's hard to get out of here. And very expensive to get out of here.
Yeah.
Ay.
That was a big reason why I stayed in like the worst relationship of my life for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it wasn't that it was hard to get out of the lease. Like, the lease was fine. It was just I was broke then.
Sure.
I didn't have a fuck you fund.
Yeah.
And now that I do,
yeah,
none of you motherfuckers are getting in here. But yeah, I was like, I don't think I can feasibly double my rent overnight here. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
But it like actually got to the point where I was like, I will take whatever shitty job I have to for you to get the fuck out of my apartment.
Yeah. When was that? That was before Allure, right?
Right before. I'll be honest, because I was freelancing at the time and like making good headway when I got the job offer from Allure. And I knew at the time I did not want an office job.
Mm.
And like a huge part of the reason I took that job was to get out of this relationship. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Because I was so happy to be like, I don't want your job, but I will happily freelance for you, Allure.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, you're going to give me how much?
Uh-huh.
And health insurance is nice too, obviously. But I was like, I don't want to report to an office.
Right.
For shit I could ostensibly do freelance.
Totally.
But then I was like, okay, I'll have a salary so I can save up money and not be in this horrible relationship. Cool.
That's crazy.
And then it actually ended right before I planned to end it.
Mm.
But then like it was great for me, because I was like, oh, cool. This means you don't get to hold the guilt of me breaking up with you over me, because you did it. Excellent. And he was like, he thought he was like teaching me a lesson or something. But like hastily being like, I'm moving out. And I was like, okay.
Bye.
Yeah. And then he was like packing up his things and I was like, great, because like everything was mine, because he moved into my apartment, so like most of the furniture was all mine, all the houseware shit. like it was just his personal belongings, his clothes and like knickknacks and whatever. So I was like, cool, great, got it, awesome, thanks, give me my key, yeah. Bye. And then a couple weeks later, because I guess I have no fucking clue where he was staying or whatever, I'm sure he was sleeping in our practice space at the time.
Yeah.
In order to like be a fucking pal, I was like, oh hey, I saw on Facebook a mutual friend of ours is looking for a roommate, it looks to be in your budget, guy sent him the listing, trying to fucking help him find shelter. And he comes back at me with, wait, we're not getting back together.
Oh my God.
So that's when I was like, oh, you thought you were teaching me a little, never try to teach me a little lesson. Mm-mm.
Joke's on you. Jokes I don't on learn. You,
bitch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have a job and a full bedroom to myself now. Right. Good day, lad.
Did you ever have roommates in here? No.
Never.
Okay. Right.
I can't imagine anyone having, this is like, it's like a nice roomie. My current apartment is like nicely sized for one person. I can't imagine like having to. I don't understand how like some couples live in studios together. Like,
oh my God, murder.
Fucking murder.
Are you kidding?
God.
Please.
Might as well just like shit in front of each other.
Sable.
God. The true mark of intimacy.
Honestly.
So how did we get off that?
So fragrance.
So fragrance. Sorry. Man, we spin out.
Should we do fragrance resolutions or should we just do the In-N-Out list?
I think they're like one of the same.
Okay.
I feel like they're one of the same. Okay, like scent resolutions is like, what are your ins and outs of smells?
I don't think that's true, but we can.
fair enough.
I just think the In-N-Out's gonna hit harder.
Okay.
So if we wanna,
sure.
It'll all. Maybe you're right. Maybe it does all go to weave into one.
Wash. I think the In-N-Outs are resolutions, but the resolutions are not the In-N-Outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Something like that. Anyway. Should we just do like all ins and all outs, or should we do in, out, in, out, in, out?
I think I personally like to read them all in and all out.
Okay.
But some of mine fucking,
because some of them don't necessarily correlate to one another.
But some of mine do. But also we can just reference. It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
Okay.
Okay.
We can just switch it up as we see.
Yeah.
Fit. Yeah. Okay. You go first.
In for 2022. The scent of burning.
Ooh.
Burning what? You tell me. Burning books, burning bras. I think the scent of fire and ash and
I love it.
Char.
The world is burning.
The world's burning. Bitch, we are on
fire. Sniff it up, baby.
How I got here was I still really want the scent of a blown out candle to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the closest that we have gotten is
Harmonist Hypnotizing Fire.
Oh.
Didn't I talk about that like a week or two ago?
Yeah, but that's not what I was thinking. That is so good though.
What were you thinking?
Fuck, I know it's by Imaginary Authors. I think it's City on Fire.
Ooh. You have mentioned that before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has I'm probably going to fuck this up, but it's the closest thing to like a blown out candle, an extinguished candle in a scent. All of the Imaginary Authors fragrances are great. I want them to come on the podcast and they will not email me back, but they were like really cool about sending all the stuff. And then I was like, want to come on the show? Three times. Ghost.
It's fair. That's labor. I get it.
Flops. Their scents are great though. I'm obsessed with them. So yeah, burning.
Burning.
I want to burn.
I love
that. I want to smell like burning.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Burning.
What about you?
Okay. One of my ins are weird gourmands.
Yeah.
And I feel like we did touch upon this in our trend forecasting episode.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say weird gourmands, I mean like, what's a, like yuzu is coming to mind, but that's not that weird.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, unexpected edibles in scent. I always think of fig as a weird gourmand, but again, that's like pretty fucking common in fragrance. Like, of course, it's not making fucking sense now that I'm saying it. God damn it.
No, I think it makes perfect sense.
Okay. Like Coca-Cola. That's a weird gourmand.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm tired of seeing like citrus.
Shiso.
Well, I guess that's not a gourmand, but.
That's a weird, weird by which I mean like exotic. Isn't
shiso a bean?
It's a leaf.
Oh.
Sesame. Again, not quote unquote weird so much as it is like unusual.
Shiso
is a leaf. It's a, like a peppery.
How do I know that? What is shiso?
It's a Japanese leaf. Mm. They use it in food and some in scent a little bit. I think Aesop's used it in a couple of their scents, but it's very peppery.
I recently thought baklava was a hat, so don't ask me about like weird.
It kind of is. Huh. About balaclava.
That's what I was thinking of.
They shouldn't make those words.
I gotta get my shit straight.
A baklava.
weird gourmands, I think.
Weird gourmands. Parsley.
Parsley.
Sure.
It's not. That's a green.
It's a food.
But it's not a sweet.
Does gourmand have to be? I thought gourmand just meant edible.
I think it.
Like gourmet.
Yeah, but I think it like. I think it means sweet. Because what about like basil in a fragrance?
But coffee isn't sweet. That's a gourmand.
Yeah, coffee can be sweet though.
But it's not.
Parsley's just parsley.
Itself. Well, that's why it's weird. That's why it's a weird gourmand.
That's actually a good question. We should nail that down.
Excellent question. Yeah. Barley, sure. I don't know. Now I'm just naming ingredients.
No, I think we can get a little weirder with all the notes we're putting in fragrance, but yeah. Especially gourmands.
Skittles.
Cereal milk.
Cereal milk. Yes. Oat milk. I like the way oat milk tastes, so why not smell it?
I am using a body wash that is oat milk latte scented.
Is it by
Native?
Oh, mm-hmm. Swerve.
Yeah. Hmm. It's not as good as it sounds, don't worry, okay. But it's nice.
I was gonna say like Sweet Chef or Glow Recipe. They do like a lot of weird oat milk stuff in their skincare.
Huh.
I don't know, don't ask me.
Okay.
But yeah, weird edible stuff in scent is in my opinion.
In. Another in for me, and I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this, but I have in my notes, scents that smell like the future.
Okay. I can get behind that.
I want like
air.
Space station scents.
Yes.
I want mineral. Alien scents.
Alien. Plasma.
Yeah. Plasma.
Meteorite.
Robot. You know, I just want like ultraviolet. I want lasers. Like give me a Tesla scent, but like not Elon Musk. Yeah. Actually, I would buy a Tesla. Cancel me.
I mean, there's this, what did Grimes call it? Sustainable transport.
God. Yeah, I want future.
Yeah.
You know what it sort of reminds me of? Do you remember that limited edition? It might not have been limited edition then. It might have just gotten discontinued. But when Replica did the scents that were supposed to smell like dreams.
Yes, yes.
Those.
There were like four or five of them, and mm-hmm. they were very space agey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were
limited,
kooky.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Question mark.
I'm not sure. I don't see them anymore.
I'm not sure they did well. I think they're like liquidating them right now. But there was one that smelled like flying. There was mm-hmm. one that smelled like Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. But so like not that. But
they I remember.
Sort of.
Yeah. It was too conceptual, I think, for most consumers.
It was a weird wrapper to put on the concept of scents that were sort of just normal, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Scent as art. Yeah. That's my next in.
Ooh.
Scent as art.
Ooh.
Olfactive
Wait,
art.
What do you mean?
Like using scent as an artistic expression, not necessarily for like to buy, like not in a traditional use, like not a fine fragrance, not a candle, not a scented product, but scent strictly as a form of art and experience, kind of like the Replica concept.
Girl, I don't get it.
Okay, like scenting spaces. Oh. I went to a art event in the fall. It was called Notes on a Burning Dollhouse, and Marissa Zappas,
yeah. Queen,
shout out, scented all of these candles that were sculpted to look like parts of a dollhouse. So like a grandfather clock was scented like a grandfather clock.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So like that, like using scent in an artistic way.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In.
Deeply in.
Yes.
The next one for me is emotions interpreted in scent.
Ooh.
And
yes, very in.
What do I mean by that? Who can say? But
I'm thinking Byredo Mixed Emotions.
I'm literally thinking Byredo
yes.
Mixed Emotions.
Yes.
Wait, no, I'm not. I'm thinking Byredo Slow Dance.
Oh.
I obviously scent is again such I mean scent is an emotional experience and mm-hmm. scent is so tied to memory, et cetera, et cetera. But I want us to lean in more, girls. I remember like when I first saw Slow Dance that it like existed, I was like, now hold on, mm-hmm. because
the name is so good.
The name is so fucking good.
Yeah.
And the scent is fine. But to me, it just sort of like created this whole world. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I was like, I'm
experience.
Yeah. I'm like smiling talking about it. Yeah. I don't know why.
I have a sample of that somewhere.
I should have them send it. So yeah. I can talk shit on it apparently. but yeah, I want like miss me with I don't know, the super like elevated concepts and shit, just like make me feel something and like let me know, you know, I want that. I like slow dance to me, I don't know why, but feels like longing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It like feels like a memory and it feels like missing someone and wanting to be with them.
It's like a peaceful type of intimacy that isn't necessarily predicated on like a desire to, it's like an intimate moment where you're just enjoying the presence of another person to music.
Oh, you're talking about the act of slow dance.
Yes. The scent itself, I forget.
Yeah.
It was fun. I remember when I smelled it being like, huh.
Yeah.
But it didn't like knock my socks off.
Agreed.
But it was nice and gentle and comforting and a little intimate. Sure.
This one time.
This one time.
This one time.
I love when Tynan gets quiet before he says something because you know it's going to be.
I had just started dating this guy that I was really into. And it was like coming up on the holiday. And so we both like went home and I didn't see him for like a month. And I was probably like, I'm never going to see this guy again, whatever. When we both returned to our homes, we went out and got like really drunk and we went back to his place and it was like 1 or 2 and it was just after New Year's Eve and I whipped out my phone and played What Are You Doing New Year's Eve from the Rufus Wainwright cover. I'm gonna cut all this out and slow dance with him in the kitchen and it was like so sweet. I don't know, like
there's something about slow dancing alone.
Yeah.
Like not at like a dance.
Yeah.
Not in public. And like that's in like a private residence.
And like that's not even what the scent makes me think of, but it's something that, like that. Also, when I did that, I was blackout and I don't remember doing that. He told me about it the next day. He was like, "That was so sweet."
And you're like, "Sure, last babe." Night.
And I was like, "What was?" Anyway.
Tell me more.
Oops. So yeah, I don't know. Wow. So like make me fucking feel something. You know what I mean? I'm tired of everyone wanting to be cool.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I cannot remember the last time I slow danced alone with a man where it didn't feel a little corny.
Well, look who you're talking to. She loves corny. It's almost Valentine's Day, girls.
I know. But I'm also looking at it in retrospect, which is the unkind way to look at things sometimes.
Last time I slow danced with a man, it was this summer, and it was very random, and it was in... this sounds so Caucasian. It was... in Tavern on the Green in
that's
Central Park.
Very Caucasian.
I know, I'm sorry, it wasn't my choice. And it was random and it just like someone was like everyone was getting up to dance
because okay.
this band was it wasn't it was just us gross
okay,
shoot me, but they like someone looked at us and they're like, "Are you guys going too?" And we were like, "Ugh!" And then we just sort of like did. It was weird but funny and cute.
I can't remember the last time I was at a type of event where people were slow dancing.
It was
for anyone to ask me.
It was, it was better in the moment than that story made it seem. Ew.
Do I even remember it? I don't know. I feel like I'd just be like so nervous the whole time because I'm like, what do I do with my hands? Like, what?
I just think you have to pretend like you know what you're doing because everyone feels that same way. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
That's why I like go through life.
Exactly.
This is such a mess.
The whole time I'm just like, don't do anything accidentally inappropriate.
Right.
That's like me my whole life.
God. Save us. What's your next scent?
Okay. In Fancy Hand Soap.
Oh.
We're over cheap, shitty hand soap. We are treating ourselves to the nice smelling common products. That also goes for the fancy dish soap.
Okay, you lost me there.
Okay, so like you could buy the 99-cent like palm olive.
Yeah.
Or you could buy the $7 method scent because it's yuzu scented.
Oh.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That I'm on board with.
That I'm on board with.
Are we talking when it comes to hand soap, like the Byredo $60 hand soap?
Honestly, if it's within your purview, go for it.
Yeah, okay, fine. I get like, treat yourself. The world's on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with that, but do I want a Byredo like component on
my
sink?
Everybody has a different perspective of what's fancy.
Yeah.
So like you could buy the Mrs. Meyers hand soap and that's fancy to you because your alternative is like a shitty ass 99-cent scrub your skin off soap, you know, or like a bar of Irish Spring that just melts onto your sink.
Right. Right.
So obviously a Mrs. Meyer's rhubarb scented hand soap would be a big upgrade. Yeah. I mean, I love that shit.
I don't want to be fancy. I just want to be glam.
Fancy and glam.
That's why like the Vanilla Cloud hand soap is my girl.
I have the End Other Stories hand soap, which to me feels very glam.
I love the End Other Stories hand soap that you have. Love it, love it. I love washing my hands here.
I know. It's love when you go to their stores. Mm-hmm. They always have a huge trough of a sink so you can try all of their...
Really?
Yeah, you can try all their hand soaps and their little scrubs and stuff.
Do they have that in the Midtown location?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I'm pretty sure everyone. Hmm. Wait.
I don't know. Last time I was in there, I freaked out. I had to get out of there.
Now I'm trying to remember. They definitely have it at the Soho one. Where else have I been? There's one by Bryant Park.
That's like on Fifth Avenue. I think. Yeah, I am.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember, actually. Anyway, they have nice hand soaps. The end.
Love that.
Yeah. But hey, if you want to buy the fucking $80 Aesop hand soap, we're all going to die. So just fucking buy the hand
soap.
Exactly.
Yeah. Live your life.
Yeah.
My next in is... Forgive me, but wearing your partner's fragrance, I think that's very cute.
Ooh.
I think it's so cute. I don't have
like
a partner.
Like with them?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't, no, because it's better when they're not there, right?
Yeah, I guess. I would rather they be there.
But then just, I guess I didn't really think this one through, but okay. Like conceptually.
Fair.
I know, that's like fine. When you're.
We're not meant to over-explain these things.
Right. No, when y'all are separate and. All that, I think wearing their scent is cute. Or like, you know,
I feel like a lot of people do that with like clothing because they like their scent.
Just gonna, yeah.
Yeah, like they're like wear their hoodie or their t-shirt or something.
Yeah. When I was dating, he wore Old Spice Fiji, and which is its whole thing. And when I would like crash at his place or something and I didn't have mine on me, I wouldn't wear his. And so I would smell like that. And it was just like, it was always so cute to me. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because that's all he ever wore or smelled like. So, yeah, I think it... And that even wasn't even why I, like, got here with that. Right. But it's always, like, such a nice, like, feeling.
An ex-boyfriend of mine wore Mississippi Medicine by Diaz and Durga, which, to be fair, I gave him.
Yeah.
It smelled so good on him. Like, way better than it smelled in the bottle. Mm-hmm. And did not smell great on me. Mm. It didn't smell bad. It was just like, eh.
Yeah.
I just smelled like a plank of wood. But,
sure.
Like...
Sure.
I don't know. Something about his skin chemistry just like really made it happen. And then I remember getting like the roll-on oil of it. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I would smell it. But because it smelled so different on him, it like didn't have the same effect.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I would kind of like smell it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, nah, it's not the same.
Wrong bitch.
You're right. Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong bitch. Same number. Huh. Wrong bitch. It changed its number. So.
The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now.
Yeah. Which I guess is for the best.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Huh.
So I tried that. Didn't work.
What's your next in?
Lots of tiny scents.
That's
just
it.
Just all around. Okay. Lots of tiny scents all around all the time. Just have them. Just to have.
Now, are we talking... I know that we talked about this before and I said, no, don't explain. It's funnier if you don't. But like, are we talking like samples? Are we talking vials or are they...
Both.
Okay.
Just
candles?
All the time.
Okay.
Everywhere.
All right.
Anytime you're bored, just smell.
Perfect.
Yep.
You know what I realized? Speaking of tiny smells, never mind. My next in is Smell You Later merch.
Ooh, wow.
2022, girls, keep your eyes open.
Well.
What's your next one?
See, that's so funny because the concept of merch, I was like, oh, that's in. But I also am very critical of brands that merch everything because I feel like every brand is merching everything.
I feel like...
Like Glossier started it and suddenly everyone... Because every beauty brand for some reason wants to be Glossier, even though I'm like, it's fine. Just let them be them. You be you. But whatever. So now all brands are trying to do merch. I do think... Okay, like I've never tried any of their makeup, but the brand Merit, give you a cute little purse pouch.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, I want that pouch.
Oh, I have it. I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay, cool. Even though I know I'm like, Sable, you can't live in a bag that tiny.
At least that's usable, though.
Yeah.
I think brand merch is different than like podcast merch.
Fair.
Because you're sort of, I don't know, I guess you're repping something, but like, it is different.
Yeah. But like merch as a concept has expanded. So there's like book merch now.
Yeah.
Like there's like, everything has merch.
I do think brand merch is as someone who does like it, I'm like, what are we doing here?
Well, first of all, isn't your product the merch? Like, right. I don't get it.
Like, why?
Why are you making promotional products about your products?
The only one that comes to mind, and no disrespect, because they've sent it to me and I do really like it, but like the like Summer Fridays merch. Why?
They have merch.
Yeah, they have a ton of merch.
Like what?
They do like merch drops. Like
what is it?
Sweatsuits, t-shirts, and it's all like really
like apparel.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm like, what are we doing here? But fine. Or like okay. To your point, Glossier.
Yeah.
Why are we doing Glossier throws?
That's yeah. The makeup bag I get because it holds sense. Makeup. That makes but sense. Yeah, the throw. What?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're hybrid.
The Glossier hoodie. That yeah, hoodie yeah. can fight.
Yeah.
It's well, so
like
thick.
For apparel is useful. So I get that. But yeah, like a throw. The fuck
what are we doing?
Like the weird little scarves. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I remember getting a lot of tiny ass little scarves from brands when I worked at Allure, and I'm like, the fuck am I gonna do with this tiny ass little scarf?
Right.
It doesn't fit around my fat neck. Like, come on.
Not fat neck.
But like, am I supposed to like tie it around my neck like a flight attendant? Yeah. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit?
Right, right.
Yeah, that confuses shit out of me. I was like, all right, I guess in the apocalypse when there's no more bags, I'll have to bindle everything. So thanks for that.
What's your next one?
Vacation. My next
girl, if you don't get on a plane.
My next in is vacation. Go somewhere else and smell it.
This has become a Sable go on vacation podcast.
I know. Please, Bob. You know what's really? Did I mention this on a former episode? I was like trying to like schmanifest like a vacation, like a really nice vacation for myself. And like very soon after, I get an email from some random hospitality PR that's like, we represent this hotel group that just opened a brand new resort in Anguilla.
Oh, yeah.
Am I saying that place right?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Anyway, I look at the website. It looks idyllic. It's just like this truly luxury resort where they're like doing massages and yoga and shit. And the publicist was like, we have approval and budget to send a writer out and comp their flight and stay if you can confirm coverage. And they didn't say where, they didn't say like print or digital, and I was like, oh my god, yes, I'm on it. So I sent out a couple pitches, never heard a fucking boo back from anybody, because how the fuck do you sell a story of like, hey, can I write about going to this fancy new resort in Anguilla? That's the story,
right?
Like, there's no angle there.
Right,
so
right,
obviously,
right.
Like, no one cares. And I don't have any travel connects yet.
Dude, our girl, Very Harry Hill, has a hotels.com deal. You should do that.
Yes. Does hotels.com go to Anguilla?
I don't know. You're a hot girl. They'll take you somewhere.
Please. But yeah, it was just like such a flop because I was like, finally, it's happening for me. And then it didn't happen. And then I looked up the price of what the hotel would cost if I was like, fuck it, maybe I'll just go. And then I was like, no, I can't afford this. I'm poor. It's like fucking $5,000 a night. And I'm like, oh.
No, thank you.
Never fucking mind.
Right.
Oops.
My next in is, actually, this sucks. What am I talking about? Never mind. How many more ins do you have? Should we go to outs? Sorry, you have more.
I think I'm just going to stop explaining them. I'm just going to like say them.
Okay.
Because it's like, I feel like I'm taking too much time explaining them.
You're not. It's your podcast.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Okay. Wait, do you have one?
No.
Okay. My next in is wearing outfits days in a row.
I'm with that.
Yeah. If it's not dirty, if you don't have a chocolate stain on it and it doesn't smell like BO, just keep on trucking.
Okay.
I went to my local hot barista the other day and I was wearing the same set, I suppose. It's just like wide leg flowy pants and like a flowy button down top from another store of like the same material, which actually kind of looks like pajamas now that I think about it. And I just like threw a coat on and stomped over to my local hot barista, and there's like, it's this tiny little spot. You can't really sit down there. You just like walk in, order your shit, and then like leave.
Gives me anxiety.
But there's always like all of these like hot boys like hanging around there.
To work there or just like
both.
Work? Okay.
It's like the staff and their friends. And they're all like really hot and well-dressed. And I don't get it. I'm like, what's going on here? But they do really bomb sandwiches. And they're like considerably cheaper than like the other places around me. I'll never tell what it is. Anyway, and there's like always this one dude there who's like super, they're all really nice, they're like all really friendly nice hot guys. It's like really weird. I'm like, why are you nice? This is not computing. Like,
pick a struggle.
And there's one guy who's always there, and he's always like compliments my outfits every time I go there. like in a non-sexual way. It's yeah. like, I don't feel like he's trying to like make a move on me, but he's always like, because he like the language, he's like, oh, that's like such a sick outfit. He's like, it's so dope. And I'm like, God, thank you, child. I know they're all like probably like 5 to 10 years younger than me, but I'm just like, thank you, child.
God.
So like I went out there and I was like, I've been wearing this for 3 days straight. Thank you.
I want you. I am manifesting for 2022 for you to fuck that barista.
We'll see. We've got a name now, but that's okay. It. Also, it's like if you go there, then you ruin the dynamic and then he'll never give me free coffee.
Not again. If it's a one-night stand.
Maybe.
Can't do any more than that though, because then it will ruin it.
Yeah.
And my old place, there was this bagel place that was really close, and sometimes when I would like forget to prep coffee for the morning, I would like scamper over there and get a big fat cold brew. When I tell you that barista man was always there, and he was so horny at like 7 a.m. yeah. and like same, but I would like, and he was so nice, but he was also like a little too much. He would just like say some things to me. I'm like, sir, you are nasty.
Like, wait, what would he say?
I don't know. Like,
yes, you do. You can't just say that and then not say like an example.
I think when
it doesn't even have to be verbatim.
I think when I,
I want to know how nasty.
When I, first of all, he had like, I don't know if I can say this on the podcast.
Our podcast.
Like he had like bear face. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, do you know the type of like do you know when like a gay person is like referred to as a bear?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
He
okay,
had
okay.
like bear face.
Okay.
But like a certain type of he just had bear face and horny energy. Anyway, so one day when I didn't have a buzz cut yet, my hair was like a little longer than it is now. Mm-hmm. I like rolled out of bed and went over there just looking like hell. And he was like, oh, I really like your hair. Oh, it's probably still silver at the time too. And I was like, oh, thanks. It's like really dirty. He's like, oh, that's just how I like it. And I'm like, can I just like get my coffee, please? Like, yeah. I don't spring that on me. I'm in sweats. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're like, I hope that's not how you make your coffee.
I know. But
I'm a health and safety inspector. You're under arrest.
I'm a cop. But I also like loved it just because I'm like, how unhinged. That's like, at least I gotta unhinged. Give him that. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta get yourself through the day somehow. Oh, when yeah. you wake up at 5 to do all that shit.
Oh,
good for him.
God, yeah. I can never wake up that early.
I just sleep with him.
Yeah. I mean, this dude has like not done anything horny towards me other than give me attention, okay. which is horny in and of itself.
That is inherently horny.
And I think after a while he caught on, because I'd always go in there for croissants. He caught on like, she's a croissant bitch. Mm. And then one time I got a coffee, just like a coffee. And then he like threw in a croissant for free. And he's like, on the house.
That's a move.
And then I was like, you're in love with me.
I would have sucked his dick right there.
I got to not give Tynan a croissant. But then ever since... dying. I feel like this is how like bad good pornos are made.
True.
And ever since that encounter, every time I go in and order something, he'll give me something for free or he will undercharge me.
Okay.
So now I'm like, well, just either put your phone number on a napkin next to my croissant witch. Mm-hmm. Or like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And then it got awkward because I was like, I don't even know what the fuck your name is, and you're giving me all this free shit.
Does that suck? I hate that.
I know. And I'm like, there's no smooth way to be like, the fuck do I call you?
I know. I've literally never known anyone's name.
I know. So finally I was just like, fuck it. What is your name? Yeah. Huh. Like, just fucking tell me your name. Well, I didn't say that because that's rude. But yeah. Like, yeah. He has a good name. I'm not going to say it.
I want to know.
Just in case he's listening.
Oh, okay. True.
Just in case.
Oh my God.
When please don't listen. You're not allowed.
True.
Also, because it's like a unique enough name that like no, like you don't know people. It's not like Dave or Mike.
It's me.
Yeah. His surprise. Name is Tynan. My next in, no makeup, just perfume.
Okay.
Just like, don't get ready. Just fucking spray shit on and get out of the house.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
My next in, snacks to go. Don't spend money. Just carry the snacks that you have in your house.
Sables was hungry.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you're hungry when you leave the house and yeah. then you have to like buy a little thing and then you're like, I didn't really want to eat this and it was kind of expensive. Also, well, that's just a symptom of living in New York City. You wake up, it's $35.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You can't leave the house for less than $40.
Yeah. And also sometimes like I'll see panhandlers or something and be like, if I had a snack, I'd give it to you. Right. But I like, never have a snack. Right. So I was like, dang. My last in, complimenting a stranger's fragrance.
That's in. Huh. Okay. I like that.
Just like off the cuff.
I feel like you can't do that when we're us though, because it's like, oh, then you have a fragrance podcast and then you're like promoting that.
No, but that's why they're a stranger.
I love that we never tell people that we have a podcast.
I never. It's so cringe.
Oh my God.
It's so cringe to have a podcast.
I know.
Ew.
Kill me.
God.
I'm glad we do that.
Anyway.
My first out is calling things dupes. Y'all are not doing what you think that y'all are doing.
Yes.
Not everything is a dupe. And sure, sometimes things are, but dupes also like
out.
There can be different things that are similar.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Not everyone's trying to like, I don't know. There is dupery afoot, but not in the way that everyone thinks it is. Calm down. I don't want to say this out loud because I don't want to offend anyone.
What?
Nope. No, this is actually it's directly related to the show. Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Okay. out. Gender.
Yeah.
Just like wholesale.
Who?
Wholesale gender is out. Gender, gross.
I was
men,
gonna,
women, ew.
I was going to say, but I thought it was like a little try hard that like I'm not going to wear like men's fragrances anymore. Like, well, I have to because one, this is my job. And right. two, like,
yeah, like we can't really make that strand.
It's a little like self-congratulatory, but also like, yeah, get over it. I would like us as the royal to stop thinking of anything as gendered,
exactly.
especially
that's
fragrance.
What I meant, like gender wholesale.
But I think that we got more work to do with that.
Yeah.
My next one is rollerballs.
Ooh.
I hate them. And I am probably wrong about this, as I am so often, but to have a fragrance in a rollerball component, don't you have to sort of change the formula?
Well, it's an oil.
Right. And now I just want little atomizers, like little vials with the little spray. It's fine. If they're going to come in a glass vial, like the way it applies is not going to make it any less like breakable, you know?
I don't think you have to change the formula to be in a rollerball, but sometimes I think that the process of rolling it on your skin, I don't know why I get the feeling that like grime and shit gets stuck in the rollerball and then you're just like
gross.
Smushing it back.
Sure.
And then it's like infecting. No, it's like a getting in the fragrance because it's like transferring stuff on your skin like back into the bottle.
Backwash.
So that to me, it's like backwash. That to me is icky, but like, what about droppers? What about a perfume dropper?
Feel like that.
Like a drop.
But like that opens up a lot of like spill, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always spilling my shit from the ordinary everywhere,
true.
You know?
What if it's like an eyedropper?
But then why wouldn't it be an atomizer?
Because you don't want to use a spray. Like maybe you don't want the spray mechanism because it's less sustainable.
Fair.
Because pumps are like the hardest thing to recycle.
Yeah.
Eye drops.
We're all fucked.
Out. Body odor shaming.
Wrong.
Don't. Just shut up. If someone smells bad, just leave.
You bitches smell.
You can leave.
No.
Okay?
We are still going to shame
you. Don't make it anyone's business.
Absolutely not. You know I ride for you, but I got to disagree with you on this one.
Just leave. It's fine. You
what
can
if I,
go.
What if I became one of those people who was like into it? I'm not.
Okay, that I also think is weird.
Yeah.
Fetishizing body odor I think is weird.
Okay, I don't. It is a thing, girl.
Yeah. I know it's a thing, but like...
Yeah.
Having strong feelings about body odor is out. How about that?
As she says, directly staring at me. I don't want to...
Good or bad.
...seem like I am kink shaming anyone or shaming anyone. I just... I have clearly some things I need to unpack about this, but like, it's just not my thing. Anyways, moving on. My next out... So, my in was... in emotions interpreted in fragrance. My out is emotions themselves.
What?
Who cares?
Who cares?
2022 Ooh. Is the year.
I can agree with overthinking emotions.
Of letting it all roll off my back.
Yeah. I feel like there's like this huge movement for people. They're like, you have to process. You have to feel your emotions and process them. Otherwise, they'll like get you.
That is true.
And like, yes, that I think that's true to a point. But I also think that a lot of us overdo it. And then you just end up in a cycle that's like not helpful for you. So to that end, I do agree with you.
I think I have done this in the past, and I did it in 2021, where like if I'm feeling hurt or something.
800, I am hurt.
I just try to distract myself, like blatantly distract myself, and like knowing that I'm doing it, which like prolongs that whatever negative feeling that I'm feeling for so long, much longer than like.
But what would you do instead?
Fucking feel it and get it out of my system.
But sometimes when you it like doesn't.
Yeah, also that healing doesn't happen in a straight line.
Yeah.
Miss Casey.
I'm a Cancer, so like I can bury the hatchet, but I will always remember where it is.
Oh, I mean, I'm a Virgo, so same. I've got the maps.
So, like, I try not to, like, let things get to me that I know will be harmful to me. Because then at that point, you're just hurting your own feelings.
Yeah, being your close friend has taught me so much about that, honestly. Yeah. About just, like...
There's a lot of shit that's, you know, like, hurtful things will happen to you that, like, are not fair, are not your fault. But you cannot resolve it on your own. You will not get the resolution that you feel you deserve. So, you just have to just, like, oh, well, like, let it go.
Yeah.
And that's like the most, that's the most difficult part.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, no.
You taught me like, sometimes it's like, okay to not care.
Yeah.
Truly.
After a certain point. And like, I've been trying to be that bitch who's just like, okay, well, someone was shitty to me. Oh, well. I mean, I am very good at not taking things personally.
Yeah, you are.
But that doesn't mean that shit doesn't hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
I understand that this isn't about me, but like, ow.
Yeah. I have been thinking about how, like, I don't like being mad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, same.
I know I'm like a loud, stubborn bitch, but I really don't like being, I don't like any of that. But lately I've been, you know, just like giving a lot less of a shit sort of about everything, and I'm like, is this a good thing? But also I've been realizing that, like, oh, like, it is okay to like admit that someone fucked up and hurt you, you know what I mean? And like, it's okay to like have that just like be a fact, you know?
Yeah.
And even though like I don't like that, like I'm not dwelling on it or whatever, but it is like, oh no, this I feel this way because of, you know, someone was an idiot, and that's okay too, you know? I don't have to like harbor it.
Yeah,
this is a fragrance podcast.
Next out, speaking of hurt feelings, out men on Instagram. It's for the girls. Just let us have it. Okay. Just give it to us.
I think, yes, I agree. I think there's nothing funnier. There's nothing worse than a man who's active on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like, cut it out.
Yeah. The less we know, the better.
Who is this for? You know? But I do like just a normie. I would say a normie straight guy, but like, I don't even know if I've ever seen like a straight guy on Instagram, but like just a normie guy's Instagram who like doesn't post. But when you like look at his profile, like the last post is like 8 months ago.
Oh yeah.
And it's like,
no, it's like the last post is like 2016.
Like that's funny.
I love that.
Like that's allowed, but like, don't be active as a man. Why are you as a man active?
Well,
on
that
Instagram?
Means he probably uses Instagram to consume content, which then I'm like,
it's so funny to see how, what other people's timelines look like.
Yeah.
Because like mine is all like makeup, fast cars, and like queer art, but others are just like all memes. It's like fucking Tumblr.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
I think, okay. Like, not to be like sexist. I think men are good on TikTok because it's chaotic.
Mm.
And I'm like, show me that. Show me how silly you can be. Don't show me a fucking sunset or a stupid pizza you made with your hands. Show me the chaos.
I'm all right with men posting. I hate food content, number one, but I am okay with men posting food that they've made.
Yeah, yes, you have to fine. Have made it. Don't fucking go to a fancy restaurant and post someone else's work.
At least you're making yourself useful.
You plagiarizing fuck.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay, my next out, and I've said this before. What's that meme? Y'all aren't gonna like what I'm about to say, but it must be said. Hating on celebrity brands. I understand. I hear it.
I feel like we haven't hated on them enough.
I get it. But one, it's tired. Two, you're telling on yourselves when you pick and choose which celebrity brands that you hate on.
That's a fair point.
The dick suckery that surrounded Harry Styles' shitty brand was
there. I feel like I didn't hear a lot of
yes
really
yes.
I saw this funny meme about, it was like the photos of his Dazed spread where he's wearing all those silly little outfits, and it was like, Harry Styles challenged gender norms and gender norms won.
Yeah, the gender norms beat his ass. So it's that, and I also just like think that we need to understand that, like I said before, it's a very old man yelling at cloud, because this is just how brands happen now. Like nothing like no new brand enters the market and is successful without celebrity
or
like,
influencer.
Of course these people aren't in the labs like formulating it themselves, we know, but like people aren't making anything off the music industry anymore. They're making money off brands. Brands know that, and like brands aren't making any money without celebrity, so it's like they need each other. And like, newsflash, we're still getting as played as we are by the celebrity brands as we are by like the Morphe and the Urban Decay. It's all the same shit. They hold no less value than, you know, a Glossier or the Say or all the brands that you worship. So it's just like, here we are. I get it. But it's like, if I have to see one more headline about it, it's like, you're not saying anything new. So
it does make sense to me, though, that it's mostly musician celebrities making brands, because the music industry is like the fucking worst mm-hmm. for artists yeah. to make money. Mm-hmm. Like, they make maybe 10% of the cash yeah. that they earn, which in the Harry Styles and Ariana Grande's of the world is still a fuck a lot of money. Yeah. But the fact that that's the cut is right. like shitty.
Right.
And like all of the K-pop idols, like, basically like just make pennies on the dollar mm-hmm. for like the shit they earn, which yeah. is why the celebrity endorsement culture in Korea is like so crazy
yeah.
because that's how they actually make a living, like not through performances or recordings.
Well, and it's also like, historically, I can't speak for like K-pop and whatever, but historically, at least in the US, you make all your money touring. But now that we're entering an era of like, oh, touring might not always be a sure bet. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's off the table, then what? Yeah. So it's like, why wouldn't you start a brand?
Totally.
You know, and again, just like the influencer, like YouTube bubble of 2014, how we all said that has to pop and it did. I do think the celebrity brand bubble is going, it has to burst as well. But I also think that like, to a point, this is what we got. Yeah. So, you know, if the products weren't good, I would get it. But like the about face of it all is great, you know? So
some of them are good.
Yeah, they're just fucking brands, you know, dude.
Yeah, I feel like there was like a big hoopla of like, everyone's like, what does it mean? And I'm like, this isn't anything new.
No,
like celebrities have been making brands for ages.
Right.
It's just like different because of hyper late stage capitalism now. But anyway,
I think they're fun.
I know they suck. No, I mean, oh, my voice. I don't really think too much about it.
Yeah,
I don't know. My next out. Hustling.
God damn it.
I'm not saying don't work. I'm just saying I don't want to fucking see it.
Mm.
It's none of my business.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see you laboring, baby. I don't want to watch you suffering. I just want to watch you enjoying the spoils of your suffering.
That's fair. Okay.
Or just like be real quiet about what you're doing and then be like, bam, I launched this huge mm-hmm. impressive thing.
That's what I like to do.
I love doing that.
I like when you talk about like the performance of being busy and like showing yes. up. I don't feel like I do that though. I know I talk
no,
like
you don't.
Up my ass about like work on this podcast, but I don't feel
but
like I do that.
That especially.
Yeah, that's lame.
Is fucking out.
Yeah, come on.
Who the like, if you're making content, you're not working. So what are you really doing mm-hmm. here?
My next out, I don't remember writing this down, but it sounds a lot like me. Complimenting men.
Mm.
I think we should just knock it off.
Don't do it. My next out, think pieces.
Stop thinking.
Mm-mm. Away with them.
My next out is Sephora.
Oh, I think that's imminent.
Yeah.
My next out, signature scents.
Wait, what do you mean?
Have lots of tiny scents, not a signature scent. Okay. No such thing as a signature scent.
So you don't want someone wearing one scent all the time?
No.
Hmm.
Switch it up.
Okay.
Give me variety.
Okay.
Give me personality.
Okay.
Nobody's one note.
Yep. My next out is PR mailers.
Ooh. Like all of them?
I mean, I
still want some.
Send the product, but don't send me anything else. We just, unless, my postscript here, unless it's food.
Ooh, okay, yes.
We
yes.
don't send us knickknacks, don't send us
yeah.
things. It's just food. Clutter.
Yep.
We all have very curated styles. Yep. Like, we don't need any more things.
I agree with that.
Send me
edibles.
I guess, like, sweatshirts are not edibles.
Or flowers are nice, too.
Flowers are nice.
I like when I get flowers.
Food is nice. And I guess sweatshirts are nice. But, like, mm-hmm. we also don't care about those. Yeah, if it's not going to be eaten or die,
yep.
like a flower.
If it can't be compostable in some way, shape, or form, yeah. don't send it to me.
I just also think, like, people aren't, like, as oppressed by it as they were.
Yeah.
Get over it, girls.
Mm-hmm. My next out, connecting with the people you're dating on social media. If you yes. are already dating someone, you don't need social media. You're already connected. Why are you following each other? You could just talk about what you did. You can just show each other in person. Like, this doesn't make sense to me.
Wait.
I will not follow anyone I'm dating on social media.
Wait, like at all?
And I don't want them to follow me.
Wait, but like when do you then?
Never.
Never?
Never.
You have to follow your partner.
No, you don't. You don't. Because you see them all the time. You can just show them shit. Text them the meme. Text them the photo. You don't need to connect. The point of social media is to connect socially with someone. So if you're dating someone, why do you need to connect with them socially?
I agree that
it makes no sense.
I would, these days, if I ever like get serious with someone again, I would hold off on the follow, just because like I hold off on everything. But never. Like I would eventually follow him.
Never.
Sable, that's crazy.
It's not crazy. I think it's sound.
Okay.
Also, I don't want them looking at my content.
Why? Your content is great.
I know, but
I do kind of feel that though. It's like you don't need to see anything.
Yeah, like just ask me how my day was, and I'll fucking tell you.
Yeah,
I'll show you. But you don't need to. You don't need to see that. You don't need to see I did makeup. You're looking at my beautiful face. Mm-hmm. Like what the fuck? I don't know. I just think it's silly. Also, if you're on Instagram, I'm not going to date you anyway. So
that's fair. Oh, there's nothing better than a guy without social media.
Yeah,
please.
It's just not.
I will follow someone I'm dating, but not quickly.
Never.
My next and last, and this is sort of obvious, this is a little more serious, but we've bitched about this like every episode. Out are the phrases clean, sustainable,
oh, yeah,
chemical free, mm-hmm, safe, mm-hmm, non-hormone disrupting, medical grade.
Yeah,
it's all bullshit. We all know that. I do feel like there's more education about why it all makes no sense, so I don't want to say the consumer is getting smarter, because it's not on them to like know all of this, but now I feel like there's, the education is getting out there, so we are,
I think, yeah,
beginning to know it's all like BS.
I think the education is getting out there, but I don't think people are getting smarter. Yeah. I think people are seeing it and deciding whether they consider it valid or not.
Okay, we'll knock it off.
Yeah, my next out, timely responses. Just because you send me a digital correspondence of any form does not obligate me to respond to you at all, mm-hmm, or in a timeline that you see is appropriate. That's crazy to me. That like any fucking person in the world can just send you a message and then get all hot and bothered and take it personally that like you didn't jump to your fucking feet and be like, oh yeah, it's like, yeah. That's crazy to me.
I love emailing with you, or being even CC'd on emails with you,
because I never respond.
Because I truly never know what's gonna come back, if anything at all. And if it's funny, like if I'm sending you like some dumb shit, like a pitch, like bitch, look at this, like you'll obviously like be right there. But if it's like anything from a brand or like anything sort of even marginally businessy, it's sort of like, okay,
yeah,
like, we'll see.
If I have to think too long about it, if I have to like compile my thoughts before composing them, you're not going to get them in a timely manner. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
No. But sometimes it's just like some people get it. Mm. And then some people are just, they keep following up. And I'm like, we're strangers.
Think about the user. You're consistent with it though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Like I wouldn't switch it up on people, because that's kind of fucky.
Yeah.
Like, I'll either respond right away or never at all.
Like, I don't mind if someone's bad at texting.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it takes them 4 hours to hit me back.
Yeah, then you know. Then you know what to expect.
Totally yeah, fine. And also, like, I don't text people that I think aren't going to text me back. You know, right, if they don't, I don't take it personally. It's not that.
Yeah.
But it's like, half my friends are horrible at texting, but that's okay. That's who they are. I'm at peace.
It's fine. Also, it's like, people have lives.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I but people do.
Exactly. I'm like, I know I'm available. I get that you have a life and that's your choice.
Right. My phone's also soldered to my fucking hand.
Same. Yeah. I remember like going on a couple dates with someone like a year. God, what year is it? I don't even know. And anytime, like he was like a fine texter.
Yeah.
And anytime he would take like longer than 10 minutes to respond to me for whatever, I don't care, he'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I was doing this. Or like, so sorry, I was like, you don't have to apologize. Like who trained you?
Right.
I'm like, you have been trained.
Right.
Like what the fuck?
I hate that.
He was also like a bit younger than me. And I was like, is this just how like the Gen Z are?
I do like the fear though.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like to spook the girls.
But then also he was just like way too texty.
Yeah.
And I was like, you literally don't have to text me every single day.
Yeah.
Like don't. Yeah, I kind of got the ick from that.
It's never right. It's never right.
I know. You it's know funny because I mean? I'm like, on the one hand, I'm like, yes, text me every day. And the other hand, I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, don't ever text me, but I want you to text me a little bit.
It was too much too soon, I think.
Mm.
He went too fast, too furious.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I was like, can I decide whether I like you first before you bombard me every morning with a good morning
especially
text?
Especially early on, like learning how someone communicates and learning to communicate with someone. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, and then I felt pressured that like he expected me to respond really, really fast because he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't respond immediately. Yeah. I was like, I'm not.
Right.
Anyway, needless to say, he's very happy now with somebody who responds promptly to his text, I'm sure. Lovely dude, though, otherwise. Wait, do you have any more?
No.
Okay, my last out. I have two more, but I guess this isn't really fair for me to say because I don't drink. My next out meeting.
I would kill for like three glasses of champagne right now.
Wait, I have a bottle.
Do you?
Yeah, that Coty sent me.
Oh,
and I'll never drink it. Oh, because no, obviously
that's nice. Give that to someone.
I don't have friends, Tynan. I was actually going to give it to you, but I assume Coty also sent you one.
They didn't. I drank it.
Okay, well, you can have that one too. Where?
Sorry, I interrupted you.
My next out, meeting people in bars.
Wait.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think it's stupid. I think the whole song and dance is just like such a fucking bore. But again, I'm like, okay, I know it's not fair for me to say because I don't drink. That doesn't mean I don't go to bars, though. I do.
Right.
With my friends. And I'll have a seltzer. I'll have a whatever the fuck spritzy thing they have. But like just.
But when you say meeting people in bars, do you mean like going on a date? Okay, is the meet premeditated or approaching someone in bars?
Approaching.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. But also people are like, ah, the apps are ruining intimacy. Yeah. Which like.
I mean, all of it is just. I guess like all of it just feels really cliche to me.
Okay. Then what is the alternative?
Like both meeting people in a bar and approaching someone at a bar. And I don't know if like approach someone like on the side, I don't know, like at the bank. Do people go to banks anymore? At the Whole Foods, reach for the same guava at the Whole Foods. I don't know. Okay, I think what it is that because you know when someone approaches you at a bar, I'm like, this, you're gonna ask me for fucking directions. Like, I know where you're talking to me, and because I know that, it ruins the purity of the interaction for me. Because it's like, I know you want something from me. Also, all of the dudes that have ever approached me at a bar are like the most aggressive. Like, it's like if you don't give them shine in the first three back and forths, they're like, oh, so what, are you stuck up or something?
You're like, yes.
And I'm like, yeah. Kind of, dude.
I don't think I mind approach
it would be nice if like the approach was friendly and didn't have the expectations. I think it's just like people are really aggressive with it.
Well, it's also hard because like you don't normally, not you, but like people don't often go to bars alone.
Yeah.
And I don't really have a problem like approaching someone, but I'm not gonna do it with their fucking friends, you know what I mean? Like, what a creep move, you know?
I know. It's like I said, I understand this is not a fair thing for me to say, also because it's like, how the fuck else do you meet people? And then part of me is like, well then get fucking creative. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine approaching you, period.
I know. People do all the time. I thought I had perfected my like resting bitch face. I have headphones in all of the time because I don't want to hear the shit people say to me on the sidewalk, which is often really gross, but all the time. In fact, like just this week, like a man asked me for directions and part of me was like, it's 2021. Like, look at your phone. Yeah. And finally I was just like, what? Like, I had headphones on and he was like, excuse me. And then I was like pretending I didn't see him.
No.
And then finally he like wouldn't stop. So I like dramatically took out my AirPods and was like, what? And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Hate that.
And I'm like, well, now that you fucking wasted my time, just tell me what you were gonna say. Right. Like, what the fuck?
Now we're both in this.
Yeah, now that I'm committed.
Yeah.
What do you want? And then you want to know where a street was. It was like three blocks over. And I'm like, literally, look at your phone. What is this?
Right.
That's insane, like, to me that people still ask for directions. Insane.
It's like that when that woman stopped me and she was like, it looks like you are the kind of person that knows where the new Gucci pop-up is. And I was like, okay, you can just say gay. But then I accidentally sent her the wrong direction. So we both lost.
I think you won, actually. I do kind of like when like those like scammer psychics like approach you on the street and they're like, I saw you and I just had to talk to you because I'm a psychic and I feel like something's happened. And part of me is like, no. Part of me is always just like, what if she was right?
I've never experienced that before and I don't want to.
I've experienced it enough that I know it's a bit. Like, I know enough people have done it that I'm just like, I just think I have that look where they're like, we need to tell her she's doomed. Also, I'm like, the less I know, the better, bitch.
Yeah, right. Right. Joke's on you.
Can't educate me.
What's your last one?
My last one is defining the relationship.
Ooh.
Out. Defining the relationship.
Wait, why?
Okay. So everyone's like, have the DTR conversation. I'm like, no, it's not a conversation. When you like somebody and you're dating them and you know you're dating them, none of that what are we doing bullshit. Yeah. You tell them, hey, I like you. I'd like to see you more, or I like this, or I like whatever the fuck you want. Just say, I would like this, and then let that be it. Don't be like, what do you think we are? Where do you think this is going? No. Never ask.
Yeah.
Especially a dude.
I'm with you.
But like in general.
Yeah.
It's, and I never really, I like thought about it because I was like, anytime I've had, I felt compelled to ask that question or get clarity on that issue, asking the other person is like, never gives me clarity.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it should be a question.
It should never be a question. Just tell them what you want and be like, are you in or out?
Yeah.
But also, then, it sounds way more exciting then, that like, way.
When do you call them your boyfriend?
What do you mean? What?
When do you call them your boyfriend then?
Well, you can just, you can also just be like, so you're my boyfriend now?
Yeah. Because yes, I hate when people make that a question. Like,
are you my boyfriend?
Yeah, I hate that. Just because it's like, what are you fucking proposing? No. Gross.
Well, okay.
Like, obviously something probably should be said. Like, it's, yeah. You know, you don't want to spring that on someone like, oh, that's my boyfriend. But like,
I would say spring it and see what happens. Maybe.
Second date.
Yeah. So this is my boyfriend. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
I think like, if you're truly chaotic, I think that's a great, like, just litmus test. See how they react to that.
Yeah. I am all about, yeah, because I'm with you. I don't feel like it should have to be a question. It's not a big like, thing. As long as you're both like enjoying it.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a very chill person.
I'm really like, I have a great time with you. Yeah. Like, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
Don't fuck anyone else. No. It's kind of the same idea as, you know, everyone's talking about like boundaries, get really clear about your boundaries. And I'm like, okay, but also get really clear about the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the things you don't want.
Yeah. Clarity is so sexy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
When you just don't have to. Yeah. When someone just like wants to see you again. It's like, great.
I love that. That's great. A huge green flag. I don't like the flag thing, but like, yeah, that's super sexy. So
cool.
It's horny as fuck.
Same.
Anyway.
All right.
This is a scent podcast.
This is a scent podcast. My God. Yeah. 2022. Here we are.
Here we are.
We are entering slowly, not making any noise. Mm-mm. It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year full of great smells.
We're going to figure this out.
Yeah,
it will be a great year full of great smiles. I do know that much.
Yes, I'm confident in that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm gonna leave this fucking state.
Yeah, you're gonna leave. So, we did a Tuesday question this week, didn't we? Last week.
Did we?
We did. Yeah, it was fun.
What was last
the
week?
The girls were back. Well, we skipped last week, but the one before. Yeah, I can do a Tuesday question this week because I am working from home.
Yay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, tell us what your ins and outs are.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And we'll share some fun ones.
Yeah.
We love to engage. So you can do that on our Instagram at smellulator.mp3. You can find me at Tynan Buck.
You can find me at Sabletooth Tigra. And you could also tell us in a 5-star review
on
Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Apparently you can review podcasts on Spotify now.
Messy.
I don't know where or how. I have looked.
Yep.
Figure it out. I guess.
Someone tell us, then actually somebody leave us 5 stars.
Someone show us how to do it so we can leave 5 stars our own podcast.
Right.
Please.
So until next week.
We will.
Smell you later.